Everybody, this is Rachel. Welcome back to another episode of Adventures in Anime. And today I'm going to be doing something a little different. So welcome to my podcast review of the anime Haikyuu. It was a Japanese anime series that premiered in 2014 and since has gained a massive following around the world. Oh, believe me, this anime is mad popular. A lot of people just don't see it, but it's a pretty popular thing, and I've seen a lot of it, and I do mean a lot of it. I've watched all 85 episodes. I've watched some of the OVAs. I can't get over this. An anime about volleyball is this friggin' good, right? Well, yeah. Well, in this episode, I'm gonna share my thoughts about this anime and my impressions of it as well. From its animation to its characters. Well, some of the characters anyway. I don't want to give away too much. So, let's see what makes Haikyuu a winner to most anime fans. So, the animation and style. One of the standout features for Haikyuu is it's a very visually stunning anime. I'm serious. I've seen some good visually stunning things in my day, but this stuff is really good. And, you know, you get the animation just kind of captures all of the, you know, the volleyball games and all the matches and the characters, and they're very expressive. And, you know, you get to see the character of Hinata and the way he jumps and yells and All of them, they're always the excitable types, you know? But the characters are very expressive. The anime backdrops are, like, amazing. It's like watching scenic videos of Japan, you know? Well, the countryside, anyway. But, and then, like, you know, sometimes sometimes they get a little weird with the animation, like they'll use chibis or special effects, you know, to add little playful humorous tones to the show. But, you know, that's good because it balances out, like, the light and, you know, the emotional and the serious moments and just, you know, gives it this lightheartedness that's really, really fun to watch. You know, and so another thing I've come to realize about this is, like I said, about the characters. Whoa. Okay, it's like watching when you watch like the first few episodes of this first season, and you get to watch the protagonist Shoyo Hinata. Oh my god, this kid meets up with someone he never thought he'd ever see again. This guy Tobio Kageyama. He was his rival in middle school on the volleyball team. Comes to Karasuno. Now they're teammates. Boom, what a shock, right? Well, these two started off really, really hating each other. I mean, they couldn't stop fighting. I mean, every 3 seconds they had something to argue about. I think this is what their relationship was about at first, you know? You sit there and you watch that and that's what you think, oh, shit, these two, you know, they love to fight. Well, that would be true. You know, and it does come with its own set of problems. Their relationship is kind of strange. Yeah, and, I can't get over that, though. But, you know, and, how you call it? There's a lot of relationships covering in the show, like, not romantic, but I can't say that because there is one particular canon couple, I'm not giving it away, but there is one particular couple that was originally supposed to be canon that is not now, according to the anime, but I kind of wish they were. Anyway, but you also get a lot of uplifting stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff about teamwork and, you know, when your whole club feels like you've abandoned them. Okay, watch episode 9, you'll know what I'm talking about. 9 and 10. You'll see what I'm talking about with one of those relationships in particular, when you feel like you've been abandoned. Or that your team feels like you've abandoned them. Not a good thing. Anyway, but And some of the characters are really scary though in the show. Not scary in a bad way, just like scary in the fact that, some are just downright mean. You got, okay. I'm not gonna say it because I've seen his backstory, but the character of Taro Oikawa, who's the captain of one of the rival teams, Abajosai, or Seijo as for short. His character, man, he comes off as such an oh, such a crazy, mean, fucked up guy, And yeah, he's got this two-faced personality to him. And he's always looking to squash the shit out of poor Kageyama and now Hinata, because, I guess by now association, Hinata's a part of, like how his plan to squash the both of them. Anyway, but, the sick thing is like, he's got a good backstory, though. Episode 22, if you want to see it. My suggestion is watch the series in order. But what I'm saying is, when you get to that episode, you'll see what I'm talking about. Yikes, what was it? No, because what I'm saying is that there's also a lot of, okay, so getting back to what I was saying, there's a lot of themes and messages in this anime too. Now, I like watching stuff that has a good message in it, it doesn't matter what happens, what the worst thing that could happen is behind you. Just focus on the friendship with the person you had the problem with in the first place. If they're your best friend, let it go. Let whatever was negative go. And I got a lot of this out of this anime, 'cause there was some damn strange fucked up fights in this, and then the characters themselves like kind of seen are kind of seen like going through a rough patch, and then they learn how to work together, like Kageyama. Okay, yeah, the secondary protagonist here. He was always known as the king of the court, the guy who like ruled the volleyball court in middle school, and that nickname screwed him up real bad because that actually meant that people saw him as a dictator on the courts and they didn't want to be on the same team with him. They didn't want to be seen with him. He was kind of still like that when he got to Karasuno and was working with everybody, including Hinata, but you'd watch him evolve before your very eyes. The first time you'll notice is in the first game against Seijo, I think. And how would I call it? And then like there's another character, Keisuke Shima. Oh my god, 6'3". Blonde haired volleyball player. Yeah, he's kinda like the aloof, kinda stoic type guy. He sees his game as fun, but it, volleyball kind of halfway runs in his blood because his brother was this big volleyball star in middle school and like some of high school, I guess. But, and then, Tsukushima has like this breakdown because he was sort of lied to by his brother at one rate, and then it screwed him up real bad, and then you found this game kind of screwed, But with the help of some friends later on at the volleyball training camp, he understood later on you have to have a, when you'll know it's there when you had that clear, you'll have a clear head at the moment of truth. And he did later on. And you'll see that for yourself. I'm not giving away any more spoilers because I think I've told way too much. So, in conclusion, yeah, Haikyuu is a phenomenal anime. And it continues to amaze most people who are either seeing it for the first time or just rewatching it after a long time, And it combines stunning animation, compelling characters, and inspiring themes, and it delivers this captivating and emotional story, you know, about volleyball, about life, about, you know, everybody just coping with their daily shit, you know? And, you know, you don't have to be a fan of sports anime to watch it, but it, you know, if you are and you haven't seen this yet, oh, for heaven's sakes, please check this out. It is so worth it, and it is worth the time, and trust me, all 85 episodes, once you get through all that, you'll see what I'm talking about. And for the people who've already read the manga, you do know what I'm talking about. You know? I highly recommend you give Haikyuu a chance. It has something to offer for everyone. And that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed my podcast review of Haikyuu, and I'd like to hear your thoughts and opinions about the show. Thank you for listening, and see you on the court. This has been Rachel signing off.